Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Isaiah 41:10.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Scholars believe God spoke the encouraging words from today's verse after the death of Judah's righteous king, Hezekiah, and during the reign of his evil son, Manasseh. By that point, the northern kingdom, enticed by sin, had already been taken into exile, and the southern kingdom of Judah was soon to follow. The brief revival King Hezekiah had initiated during his reign, it was short-lived, demonstrating the tenuous nature of the nation's faith and how easily a people group can succumb to sin. Once Hezekiah died, his son Manasseh took the throne, and he began filling the previously purged land with pagan altars once again. Sadly, God's beloved children quickly forgot their Creator, including, it seems, His victory against their vicious enemies less than one generation prior, and they returned to idolatry. In fact, 2 Kings 21, verse 9 tells us that the Israelites did more evil than the nations who had occupied the land before them. Isaiah, the Old Testament prophet who God spoke today's verse through, he had been warning the Israelites consistently and persistently to turn from their evil ways so that their enemies would not cart them off into exile, but sadly, they refused to listen. Then, starting in Isaiah chapter 40, the prophet's message, it shifted, and he wrote as if from a place of captivity, as if the exile had already occurred. And here, God's words became tender, reminding His children, and by extension us, that no matter what we've done, no matter how far we've strayed from our sovereign, loving God, there is always, always grace. He began in Isaiah 40 saying, "Comfort, comfort my people, for her sins have been paid for." In the verses that follow, God reaffirmed them of His loving care, reminded them of His power, and encouraged His weak, His conquered, and saddened people to turn to Him for strength. And then we reach the beautiful, fortifying promises recorded in chapter 41. Listen to God's loving words in verses 9 and 10. "But you, Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, you descendants of Abraham, my friend, I took you from the ends of the earth, from its farthest corners I called you. I said, 'You are my servant. I have chosen you and have not rejected you.' So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And then again in verses 13 and 14, he said, "For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, 'Do not fear. I will help you. Do not be afraid, you worm Jacob, little Israel. Do not fear, for I myself will help you,' declares the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Friends, he's speaking those same tender words to us. We are his servants. We are his chosen ones, his friend. He calls us to himself, and he will never reject us. When we are frightened, he says to us, "Do not be afraid, my love, because I am with you." No matter what we face, no matter how we feel, our God remains by our side. He surrounds us in love. He is our strong fortress, our impenetrable defense. The truth is, God is always with us. He is present everywhere, all the time. We just need to become better at recognizing, at connecting with and drawing strength and peace from his presence. Isaiah 41 tells us that God takes hold of our right hand, and also that he upholds us by his right hand. And that paints an image of a protective and attentive father as he walks beside his beloved son. Do you feel weak and overwhelmed? Take heart, because your God will strengthen you. But he doesn't just say, "Okay, I have given you strength, so now off you go." No, he strengthens us, and then he comes alongside us and helps us as well. He helps us in our relationship challenges, in our uncertainties, in our decision-making. He helps us with our career choices and our responsibilities. He helps us in our parenting and in our marriage, in our weaknesses, in our sorrow. He helps us in our battle against sin and our fears. In Christ, we are sufficiently empowered, and we are never alone. That means we will never, ever face anything, not the big scary things, not the hard painful things, the quiet and uneventful things, nothing alone. We are surrounded by the God who knows us by name and who calls us his own. In what area do you most need to hear God say, "Do not fear, because I am your friend and I am with you"? When do you most need to remember that God's strength is made perfect in you? You don't have to fight your battles alone. In fact, you can't. You need God. You need your Redeemer. But the good news is, in Christ, you have all of God all the time. Let's pray. Father, you are our God. You are our strength. You are Redeemer. You are our Savior. You are our ever-present help. You are our impenetrable fortress and our dear, dear friend. We know we don't deserve you. And yet in your grace, you still draw us near, speaking words of comfort and peace and strength to our soul. Help us to hear your words of assurance and to trust more fully in you, our God. You are our God, and we belong to you. In the name of your Son, Jesus, our Savior, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church. Thank you.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone. My name's Carly Mercouillard. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.